Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, it's a couple of actually episodes that we have devoted our program Islamic Laws to miscellaneous rules, Islamic laws, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei, with you, Sheikh Javid. And let me start this episode actually with this, question. What's the general ruling on using the property left, actually by unknown owners in a hotel or university dorm or such public places?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, if you know or if there are signs indicating that the owner has given up that property or is satisfied with your using it,
right,
of course, there's no problem in using that property. Otherwise, it is not permissible to take that property or pick it up unless you intend to take it to its owner. Of course, in that case, you are allowed to pick it up and try to deliver it to its owner, because maybe sometimes there are names, phone number or something. Yes. You have to call its owner.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, if there are no signs indicating that, of course, he abandoned that property and you pick it up in order to give it to its owner, there are procedures you have to follow. For example, you have to make an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Public announcement, making sure that the announcement is received or heard by people in the neighborhood. And then another point to be mentioned is that, of course, you have to individually search for its owner.
Mm.
It's not only making an announcement, maybe. You have to look for it. And to make sure that the owner turns up, okay?
Yes.
If he doesn't, of course, and you lose all hope of finding the owner, then it is, of course, in this case, you should give the property to the poor on behalf of its owner.
I see.
On behalf of its owner.
So it can be do that actually in special scenarios, like, you know, in a hotel, for example, the customers that come there actually once and for all. Like, there is one-time customer. So there's no use actually looking even for the owner, because the owner is gone already.
Yeah, you're right.
So you can't actually even, publicly announce it. There is very little chance of you finding the rightful owner.
Of course, if there's no chance, as His Eminence Ayatollah Khamenei mentioned, if you lose all hope of finding him,
yes,
then in that case, you can give that property to the poor.
Right.
But then let's consider this fact that there are two kinds of people.
Yes.
Some of them are Muslims and some are non-Muslims. Okay. Mm-hmm. If the owners are Muslims,
yes,
of course, you have to give the property to the poor on behalf of that Muslim individual.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohan Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, is it permissible to use other people's wireless internet connection? You know, time enough, we actually find out that sometimes people could encrypt their wireless connection. Of course, at the end of the day, they don't do it. We don't know whether they allow it. I mean, this is showing their consent, you know, regarding the people who want to be connected or not. So if some people find it out and connect to the same wireless provider, let's say, or that owner, is it permissible actually to use it without any trouble?
Well, unless you are confident that the owner consent to your using the connection, mm-hmm. you cannot use it. It's not permissible. And as far as I know, as far as we can guess, of course, the, no one consents to other people using the connection because they might misuse it.
Yes.
So, of course, the mere fact that someone has not encrypted the connection or has not put any password on the connection does not indicate that he consents to it, or it does not justify you using it.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot use it, of course.
I see. Well, how about actually using the company's internet for personal use? You know, there are some companies, and mostly, actually, probably most often, companies provide their personnel or staff, you know, the wireless connection or any kind of connection possible within the perimeter of the office.
Yeah.
So, and if their staff use it actually for their, or to their own advantage or for their personal use, would that be a problem, jurisprudentially speaking?
I think the answer is very much like the answer we gave to the person using someone else's personal connection. So I would say that personal use is not permissible and should be mm-hmm. compensated for if someone happens to use it. So he has to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, unless it is with the permission of the person in charge of the company,
mm-hmm.
it is absolutely not permissible to use the connection for one's own personal use or to one's own advantage.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javed, is it haram or, you know, ritually unlawful to play some gambling games, you know, such as cards, for example? And some of them happen to be like, they can be played actually on a computer. On
yes.
a PC
yeah.
or a laptop or tablet. What if we do, you know, play such games, in fact, on the net?
Yeah.
like online games?
Of course, sometimes you play games to entertain yourself. There's no betting involved.
Yes.
You are not going to lose or win anything.
Yes.
So that means you are just using it as a means of entertainment. Of course, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei has stated in his fatwa that as long as there's no betting involved, it is permissible to play that game. And it doesn't matter whether you play it on a net, on the net, or maybe on computer, or maybe on the floor, with your friend. There's no betting involved. And also the game is not considered to be a means for gambling. That's also a condition. Many scholars, as far as I know, emphasize on this fact that, okay, if a game is considered to be a means for gambling, every individual in the community considers that game to be a means for gambling, so you should not play it. But anyhow, if there's a game and it's not considered as such, and you play it just for entertainment, there's no betting involved, of course, it's permissible to play it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, if a person doubts, Shishovi, that, after performing a unit of prayers, for example, whether he had performed wudu or not, what's his ritual duty?
According to his Eminence's fatwa, the prayer offered by the individual before is correct. But he must, of course, make wudu for the next prayers. So, of course, there's no need for repeating the prayers. All the prayers he has offered until that point are valid. But for the ensuing prayers, the prayers he is going to offer in the next maybe hour, he has to make wudu. Yes.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for that answer. And there's another question that I would like to ask you. What is the ruling on not mentioning the dowry intentionally or due to forgetfulness or negligence in a permanent or temporary marriage contract?
Well, in a permanent marriage, mentioning the dowry is not necessary. Therefore, if the dowry is not determined or fixed, the marriage is valid. And if they have sexual intercourse, the woman is entitled to the dowry, equal to dowry for similar women.
Yes.
But in a temporary marriage contract, determining and mentioning the dowry is one of the pillars of the contract, and without it, the contract is void.
I see.
Of course, we know that if the two parties to the contract make it clear for themselves before they solemnize the marriage contract.
Right.
So there's no problem.
I see.
So because they have it in the back of their mind, okay, as to how much the dowry is going to be, and they have fixed it. So when reciting the formula of the marriage contract, it's not necessary to mention it.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, the guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, we wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المنى